We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over the Sunday noon games and the 4 o'clock window. Get started. Texans-Cardinals. Texans killed them. I mean, that's what we expected.
Yeah, garbage time made it look closer.
But. Yeah. Trey McBride killed it. 12 for 134 and 2 touchdowns. Nico Collins had a really good game. 3 for 85 and 2 touchdowns.
Wilson got a touchdown, but Trey and Wilson, none of that was in competitive football.
Yeah.
For either of them. Like, they got dominated.
What was crazy was
what the score was.
Yeah. I saw at halftime, Michael Wilson only had 2 targets, which was crazy.
I mean, it wasn't. It wasn't a surprise to me at all.
It wasn't?
No, he's going up against Sting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would figure Brissett would have tried to force-fed him, honestly.
No, he just force-fed McBride at that point.
But yeah.
McBride had a decent first half.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have force-fed Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's playing with fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
Stingley's good.
Derek Stingley really is very good. But, yeah, that Texas defense killed him. I mean,
absolutely.
It did hit the over, which I was surprised about.
I was shocked by that too, because I don't think the most Houston games hit the over.
No,
but Denver's game hit the over too.
Yeah, that was a really good game. That was a really good game.
I thought it would be
other
a really
than Parsons'
good game,
injury. That was really bad.
Non-contact too.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, he hadn't even gotten to the quarterback.
The sucks that he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he hates to see stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a huge hit to the Packers, too.
Oh, it's giant. That's huge. Edgerrin Cooper has really come on, but I think it's because
of the pressure the quarterback's taking with that defensive line.
Yeah, like, he's freed up to do things that he wasn't able to do last year because of Micah Parsons. So,
but it's going to go back to that, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think he has, yes, to an extent. It has to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think he has learned a lot from Micah, and I think he has grown a lot in the past year. So I guess my point is I think Cooper can kind of take up some of that slack, so to speak.
Yeah.
But who's going to take up some of his then, what he was doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's good that they lost the way they did.
Yeah. Because they were up at one point, weren't they, even without Micah?
Yeah, they were up for a little bit. And, I mean, once again, Matt LaFleur took the freaking foot off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he does what he does.
Yeah. Jordan Love ended up having a pretty good game. Same with Bo Nix. I mean, that was a really good game by both quarterbacks.
They both played well.
Josh Jacobs had a great game, too.
Jordan had that pick that... It wasn't a terrible throw, but it was, too. You know what I mean?
It's probably something you haven't... No, I didn't watch... I wasn't able to watch too much of the game.
He threw it behind just a bit.
Yeah.
Should have been caught probably still, but it wasn't the easiest catch in the world. You know what I mean? Went right off the receiver's hands and right into Riley Moss's hands.
Yeah. I mean, these are NFL players. They should be able to catch at least that most of the time.
Yeah,
I
would say it's 50-50, 50 on the receiver, 50 on Jordan. But it wasn't an egregious throw that Jordan has done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know who really took care of the ball and threw it a whole lot better than what I had seen him throw in probably the last 3 games?
Who?
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, that was
and
a hot
really
start.
Tough conditions.
Yeah.
And against one of the best defenses in the league.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 11 incompletions. I did see in the first half there was 4 drops. So that kind of, I don't know how many there was in the second. But,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It is what it is. Swift had a good game. Luther Burden had a pretty good game. DJ Moore killed it. I guess they kind of did that to try to put ends to the talk of DJ Moore being unhappy again, even though This is the first time they've had 10 wins since 2018.
I mean, DJ should have been the focal point of the passing game.
Which I get it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Shadur was a bit of a letdown. I don't think it's fully his fault, though. I mean, that offensive line was getting hammered.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the best. The pass rush has been. Both lines for the Bears played their best game for a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shadur had that touchdown pass that went right into Jerry Judy's hands. Jerry Jalen Judy Johnson might be the biggest waste of talent I've seen in a long time.
I mean,
the dude just yaps like he's a freaking stud, and he can't play like a. I'm so tired of him. I'm so tired of him, man. Like, yeah. You're going to yap that much? You better damn well do something. You're going to yell at your rookie receiver on the sidelines and then fail him like that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Was it the receiver? He was yelling at. Who was it that he was yelling at?
He was yelling at Shadur.
Well, he was yelling at Shadur.
In his first start against Vegas. He's over there yelling at him. And then he, two games later, goes out.
He dropped that ball.
He allowed Jalen Johnson to just take it out of his hands.
Which I'll take that.
You should.
Yeah.
But that's pathetic.
Oh, 100%.
That's not what a number one receiver does. And that's not the only thing.
He's just got poor attitude.
I'm tired of talking about him. Like, let's just move on from the guy. He's not really worth talking about.
Yeah. Jags, Jets. Trevor Lawrence killed it this week. I think,
yes,
what was it? Six touchdowns.
So Trevor, Travis Etienne. There we go.
Yeah. Etienne had the Jags just steamrolled the Jets.
Yeah, they did.
Just, I don't know. I mean, that was a bad showing from the Jets. That was horrible.
Possibly the best game Trevor Lawrence has ever had in the NFL.
Probably.
I think this is the best half of a season Trevor Lawrence has ever had in the NFL, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, I don't know. I mean, it was Jets. But it was still a great game.
Yeah.
Everybody that started him in their lineups. I mean, y'all are probably going on to the second round.
I have him in my cousin Chris's league, and I played Drake May.
I mean, Drake May still had a good game.
Drake May scored almost 48 points. Trevor Lawrence in this league scored 170.
Oh, yeah, that's a little rough, but I don't think anybody would have thought of that.
I mean, I agree, but I'm projected to win by 2 right now.
Oh, yeah, you could have used that.
If 100. I lose, this is, yeah. And I have Kyle Pitts and Bijan in that league.
Yeah, just rough game. Listen, I don't want to hear it. I've lost both of mine.
I know. I was going to bring it up at some point.
Except for, the Dynasty, I'm supposed to win still.
Yeah, it's okay. You'll lose next week.
No, I won't. I'm going to the championship. Just like the Bears going to the Super Bowl.
They're the 2 seed now.
Yeah.
Again.
Listen, I just need the Rams to lose next week. The Bears beat the Packers. We're back in the 1. I think, right? We would be.
It's a Rams lose, yes.
I hope. I need Sam Darnold to get his payback after that terrible performance.
Did you watch that game today?
Which one?
The Colts in Seattle?
No, but didn't.
Sam Darnold cannot, because he can't face the tough defense. He can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying going in.
I know.
That's what I was, yeah. He just, going into the season, that was my concern. I mean, he's still shown up.
Indy's defense is not as good as the Rams either.
Yeah, especially still being out Sauce. I mean, just, I don't know. Preaching to the choir. Philly Raiders, I mean, that was a poor excuse of a game from the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, really, Philly should have won by more than they did.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert killed it, though.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Barkley, he was all right.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Smith and or Brown.
Yeah. 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 I mean, at least AJ had a touchdown. That's what really carried him. Raiders, poor excuse of a team, and Eagles took advantage of it.
Speaking of poor excuse of a game, the Ravens and Bengals.
That was terrible. Like, what happened?
Something, like, I think something mentally is going on with Joe.
Did you see his
comments?
Interview? Yeah, like how he's not having fun playing it.
Yeah. I think
that's what Cincy does to a guy.
I'm speculating. This is all speculation, but I wouldn't be shocked if he retires. You know who it reminds me? I told your aunt. This is
Andrew Luck.
It reminds me of Luck. Luck just didn't vocalize it the way Joe has.
Like, but that dude. 100%. I mean, I feel bad for him.
Yep. I saw a proposed trade of him going to the Vikings.
No, I hope not. I mean, not the Bears. I'll trade Caleb.
For Joe?
I mean, I like Caleb. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
What kind of question is that?
So the we proposed got
Ben Johnson.
Trade,
maybe you come for Ben Johnson.
It was JJ, another player. I don't remember who. And not Jay Jettas.
Oh.
JJ McCarthy. JJ McCarthy, 3 firsts and a second. A 27 second, and JJ McCarthy, and I don't remember who the other player was.
I don't think that'd be a good trade for the Bengals.
Huh?
I don't think that'd be a good trade for the Bengals, do you?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, it's a better trade than just getting nothing because your quarterback retires.
I guess. But I don't think they'd want him being on another team, honestly. I think they'd rather him retire.
Well, that's idiotic.
Well, we're talking about the Bengals here.
You're not wrong. But that doesn't change that it's idiotic.
A lot of things are idiotic, but get done in the NFL.
You're not wrong.
That's the fun part about it.
What was your best game of the day?
Oh, for me?
I mean, the best game, not best what you game. Enjoyed the most. Because obviously that was the Bears winning.
Oh, 100%. Today, maybe Bills-Patriots with that comeback from the Bills.
That was
pretty cool.
When they were down 14, I said, I mean, I don't think this is over by any means. And then they went down 21. I was like, I don't know if they could come back from this.
At some point.
And then it was 24-7, I think, at the half, right?
I think so. I mean, that's.
And they only scored one more touchdown.
I don't know. Not McVay. Who's the coach for the Patriots?
Vrabel.
He was probably so mad.
I mean, he should have been.
Do you think it was a game plan? Was it just game plan, or were the players not executing?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that the Bills were going to win. But
yeah.
Then I was like, I don't think that they're going to now.
I mean, that's a crazy comeback.
I think it was a really good learning experience for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good team. It's just not quite where, and I don't, for that matter, I don't think Denver's where everybody thinks they are either.
Yeah.
But Denver's probably a bit of a step ahead just because of what they did last year. Where New England had nothing, like they didn't gain all of this last year. New England is going to be really dangerous. I still think they're dangerous this year, but they're going to be really dangerous next year.
Yeah.
They're going to have gained a ton of this kind of experience. And like Drake May is I think, going to be at least, he may not be quite there yet, but he is going to be as good as any of these guys.
Listen. Patriots-Bears Super Bowl.
He's better than your boy.
Patriots-Bears Super Bowl.
Drake May will come down, be the best quarterback out of that class. And it's going to be a really good class. I'm not trying to this isn't meant to disparage anybody. I just think he's going to be the best one out of this class.
I mean, he's definitely looking like it right now.
Because Caleb's looking good. Bo Nix does what he needs to do to win. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's the freaking point of it all, is to win. You know who's not doing what he needs to do to win right now all the time?
Jaden.
Well, Jaden, but that partly is because he's hurt. But part of that is because he doesn't take care of himself right, like on the field.
Like, I feel like some of his injuries were definitely avoidable.
Yeah. And it's reminiscent of RG3 to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But that the was part because he's too. He's frail. He's not as big as Caleb. He's certainly not as big as Drake. He's not as big as Bo Nix. He can't take some of
those
hits that those guys can. That's part of what makes Josh Allen so great, is a dude can take hits
and
get
he can
up,
give hits too.
Limp around for a minute and be okay, a.k.a. Ben Roethlisberger and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't teach crap like that. That's just luck of the draw of how the hell you were born. You know what I mean? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Man,
but Caleb, he could do shit that nobody else can.
Yeah.
Getting away. But that gets him in trouble at times.
Like, at halftime, when I saw him limping off the field, I was like, oh, it's done.
Josh?
No, Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was limping pretty good. Like, he ended up hopping on his other foot for a bit.
It was a shame to see Pat Mahomes go out.
Yeah. I mean, especially if he misses time next year, this is going to be a huge hit to the Chiefs.
Are out.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cool because I'd like to see him get knocked off in the playoffs. But the fact that he didn't make the playoffs, I think, is just as big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to see him get hurt like that.
Yeah.
Like that's awful, and that's not good for the game. That's not good for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders suck.
Yeah.
Ashton Jensen looked terrible in this game. And this is against a terrible run defense. Brock Bowers, man, like they did a great job of saying, hey, we're going to limit what Brock can do. He can catch it, but we're not going to let him go anywhere. And you can find somebody else to beat us. Guess what didn't happen?
Somebody else to beat him?
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, why is he the quarterback?
Isn't Geno
Are you seriously telling me Aiden O'Connell isn't better than him? Not you. Are they seriously trying to tell us that?
Yeah.
Because we watched Aiden O'Connell last year. Aiden O'Connell is definitely better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
It's a joke that Kenny Pickett's the backup there.
Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
Pete Carroll, I think, should lose his job.
I agree. He sucks, at least right now. Chiefs Chargers. I mean, I was surprised when the Chargers came back because they had a bit of a comeback too.
Yeah, I thought Kansas City was going to win this game. The Chargers showed me something with it though.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mental toughness seems to be stronger.
Yeah,
which isn't an overall surprise because that's what Harbaugh is known for.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Sharon Moore.
Yeah, it's crazy ending. I mean, you predicted the Chargers to win, right?
No, you did. I did the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a genius. Yeah, I mean, they did what they needed to get it done.
For sure. Nothing was outstanding in that game.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was a game. Knocked the team out of playoffs. I mean, that was about it.
Fantasy-wise, it sucked.
Yeah. Did we already talk about Bears-Browns, really?
Yeah, kind of. Like, there's nothing more to talk about, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, Phillip Rivers, he's back for the Colts. They lost, so I don't think it did him that much better.
He played better than I thought he was going to.
Yeah. He had a touchdown.
Yeah, he certainly didn't have 250 yards and three, though, did he?
No. I thought he was going to have at least 200.
He only had one sack and one pick, though, too.
Yeah.
I did predict 2-6 for that with Perry. Titans played better than I thought they would.
Yeah, they had a pretty decent game.
That was a relevant.
Yeah, Tony Pollard is playing out of his mind these last couple weeks.
Yeah.
104 and a touchdown.
Gunnar Helm was my only good DFS pick. And I actually didn't end up playing. I didn't call him for this, though, did I? I did fan and crap. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand fantasy.
I mean, it's fun.
No, it's not fun. I'm out. I'm out of playoffs. It's not fun.
Boy, oh boy, I hope I'm the first one to win that belt twice.
I hope not.
God, you better hope not. Because you specifically will hear the most of it. Well, Perry probably will too.
Cam Ward played. Brock Purdy killed it.
Purdy had a good game.
Chris McCaffrey played decent. Rushing wise,
yeah,
and receiving wise, I mean, he had a touchdown. His average was 3.3, though. He had one catch for 14 yards.
Yeah, unusual for him. George went off. George Kittle had a really nice game,
dude. George Kittle, awesome. Yeah. Ricky Pearsall, he had a good game.
Solid. Yeah,
well, Juwan Jennings, he had two touchdowns. Huge red zone threat. Just great game for the Niners.
Commanders had a good game.
Yeah,
Cross Kamara was solid. McLaurin got a touchdown. No, I mean, nothing big to write home about too much fantasy-wise on them. Tyrone Tracy went off.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart had a solid game.
Mm-hmm.
I needed him to run a touchdown in. He didn't.
I mean, I was shocked that the Giants lost that game.
Me too.
That was a huge surprise to me.
I mean, business-wise, it was best for him, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is.
I enjoyed that game more than some of the others.
Yeah.
Keeping up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But. More than anything, I was just trying to keep up with it, hoping Jackson Dart was going to get a touchdown and win me $200. He didn't.
Listen, still, not as bad as mine. that was really bad. I mean, that's about as it gets.
Not even close to as bad as yours.
It is what it is. Sean Payton's dead to me. I don't care. Saints, Carolina. I mean, what is that?
Same old that we've been talking about. Up and down, up and down.
Carolina, dude. What are you guys doing? They've been swept by the Saints. They got swept.
They got another chance. They got two of their next three is against Tampa.
That's an embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's all I got to say. Lions Rams. I mean, that was a pretty good game.
It was, but the Lions are done.
Yeah, which that's fine with me.
And the Rams are the king of the NFC.
Mm-hmm. Puka killed it.
Yeah, he did.
Freaking Puka Nacua, dude. Cody Parkinson or Colby Parkinson had a great game.
Yep.
Devontae's hurt. Same hamstring.
Yeah, I don't think he plays next week. I don't know who they play, with but such a I don't short think it timeline. Matters. Mm-hmm. Do they play this? They play Thursday night. It's Thursday. Don't they? Yeah, so, I mean, it's just silly to play him. Play Tutu Atwell. Play their three receivers. Do, you know what I mean? Or three tight ends and play 12 personnel and just run the ball and throw it to Puka, throw it to Parkinson, somewhat throw it to Davis Allen. Like, they've got three really good tight ends.
Yeah.
Tutu Atwell is more than capable of substituting in for a little bit. And they've got a 1-2 tandem that nobody else has. Like, not even the Bears. Like, nobody has running backs like Kyren Williams and Blake Corum together. Nobody. The combination of them. Who's better than that combination?
Gibbs Montgomery?
Nope.
You don't think so?
Nope. Not the really? Combo. I would take both those guys over Montgomery. And I love David Montgomery.
I love David Montgomery.
What is Gibbs and Montgomery doing right now?
They got stopped today. I mean, Montgomery had a better game than Gibbs. Yeah. I mean, just a rough game for Detroit, especially rushing the ball. At least Montgomery had a touchdown, I guess. But, yeah, Williams and Corum, I mean, they went off.
Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown went off, too.
Yeah. Them two, they combined for almost 300 yards just them two. That's insane. Lost. And yeah, and three touchdowns. Just, yeah, I don't know. This is a rough game for Detroit. Yeah, I think that's all the games, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, just injuries. This was a rough week with injuries. We've lost two players.
Micah Parsons out too, yeah.
Yeah, two with at the top of their positions.
ACL.
Yeah, both ACL tears, which is also insane. Yeah.
I think Micah's is a partial. How that impacts a recovery, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look that up, yeah. And
I feel like
we're talking to those guys who have had lots of knee surgeries, so.
Yeah.
Like that. But we don't play professional anything. So, yeah. that recovery is much different than what we did, yes. Much different.
But, I mean, it's definitely going to suck for both teams. I mean, it's just Packers are going into playoffs missing their key player on defense.
Yeah, like he changed the impact dramatically for them for that defense.
Yeah, I mean, could they miss the playoffs still theoretically?
Theoretically, yeah, for sure. I don't think it happens.
But, yeah, I'm not saying it will. I mean, the NFC, like I don't know who's in the hunt. I guess for the NFC.
So no, I'm sorry, I chose the wrong thing for the wild card. So the Packers are in seventh right now.
Uh-huh.
At 9-4-1 though, where the Lions are 8-6,
is like the Lions
and the
Packers
next step
behind them.
Didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like the Packers would have to lose out basically, and the Lions would have to win out. I don't see that happening.
Yeah,
on either side. The Packers have the Bears, then the Ravens, and then at the Vikings. Like, if they lose at the Vikings, they deserve to not make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Not trying to be mean. I just. And the Lions have Steelers at the Bears. Vikings and at the Bears.
Which now, I hope they beat the Lions.
I don't see them beating the Chicago in Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, do you think that's even possible? I mean, anything's possible, but you know what I mean. Do you think it's probable?
Yeah. I'd like to say no.
Not playing for anything, maybe.
We're talking about the Bears.
But the Bears' seed is locked in.
Yeah.
Would the Bears do that just to try and knock the Packers out? I think Ben Johnson would.
I mean, that'd be hilarious.
I think it's pretty poor sportsmanship, but I think that he would, yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think Dan Campbell would?
Solely for that, no.
I think him and Dan Campbell have a lot of the same mindset.
Solely to knock the arch rival out? No, I don't think that would be his sole reason. Would it be a byproduct? Yeah, and would he have any issue with that being a byproduct? No. Nor should any coach have that as a byproduct, having that as an issue. But for it to be the sole reason you do it, yeah, I think that's bad sportsmanship.
I mean, I don't think they would, but I guess we'll see.
But I guarantee a lot of people would disagree with me on that. I'm pretty sure Perry would disagree with me on that.
Yeah.
I think you disagree with me on that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I feel like if it was the Bears in that situation where a team's trying to lose so that team doesn't get in, let's say the Bears don't get in because of it, I'm going to be mad, of course. But, I mean, I don't know. I think it just depends how I view it. I guess it's just hypocritical. I'm just hypocritical about it.
I don't think that you're alone in that, though.
I feel like if anybody says that and their team does it, I feel like they would be fine with it. I feel like everybody would be hypocritical about it.
I don't think everybody would, team. But I think a lot of people would. Javonte Williams has scored a touchdown.
I knew I should have put something on him.
I almost did, too.
It is what it is, so.
It is.
But, I mean, I don't care if the Bears lose out to them if they clinch the playoff spot.
Yeah, fair.
I just want them in the playoffs, and I want them to get past the first round. Honestly, I think making the playoffs is a successful season.
For the Bears, yes.
Yeah, especially had last year.
For the Packers to just make the playoffs, that's not...
Oh, no, not with the trade they made. I mean, I understand that he's hurt now, but
still
not most of the season.
At this point, I before, with the healthy Micah, I say they needed to at least make the championship, the NFC championship. Now, if they can get to the division round, I'd call that successful, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Losing Devontae Wyatt, too, really hurts after trading Kenny Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the defense is definitely leaking.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a rough couple weeks for them.
But they should still be able to find a way. Like, that offense is just, it's good enough. But they did have some, like, Watson went out, Reed went out at the end. I think Wicks was a little banged up. Like, what's up with the receivers always being hurt?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see how that, we'll see how that goes. I mean.
It's part of it, though. Like, you can't keep making excuses. We got players hurt. Well, so does everybody else.
I mean, it'll suck, the game not being competitive. But I guess it'll be like, a breath of fresh air if it's not. Because I'll have one less game to worry about.
You mean Saturday?
Yeah.
I still think it'll be competitive. But I still think the Bears are going to win.
I hope so.
Tell your aunt that.
I'm going to tell her.
I have to wear Packers stuff.
You have to?
I don't have to, but
just wear something else. There's an Eagles game before it. Just wear your Kelly Green jersey.
I will wear that, and then I'll put the Packer jersey on. You want me to put DJ Moore on first just to piss with your aunt?
Yeah. Say you couldn't find your Packers jersey, so you wear that one.
Tell me that would be hilarious.
It would.
I don't like to not get any of those.
So. All right. I think that's where we end it. thank you guys for tuning in. If you listen on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're listening on or watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think, and hit the notification button to be notified whenever we post. Thank you.